This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patients Morehead, M-O-R-E-H-E-A-D, first name Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, date of birth, March 5th, 1950, date of evaluation, August 1, 2022. The chief complaint, 72-year-old female, complaint of right shoulder pain. The HPI, the patient is a 72-year-old female who sustained an industrial injury on November 26, 2019, period. She subsequently required right reverse total shoulder arthroplasty, which was performed on June 23rd, 2020, period. She reports that following her right shoulder surgery, she developed a compensative injury to the left shoulder, period. She further stated that she was protecting her right shoulder slash arm and using her left shoulder slash arm preferentially, with subsequent overload slash overuse of the left shoulder and arm, period. She further noted an episode of fall, further complicating her injury, period. She was evaluated by Dr. Swartz in July of 2021. She apparently was evaluated by Dr. Swartz in July, at which time she reported ongoing symptoms, period. She had noted pain and clicking in the right shoulder, period. She apparently was certified for request for left shoulder arthroscopy, subacromial decompression, possible rotator cuff repair, possible SLAP repair, possible biceps tenotomy, possible open biceps tenodesis, and excision of distal clavicle. The patient had continued with difficulty with range of motion, period. External rotation was limited to 80 degrees, period. Internal rotation, 30 degrees. She was noted to have crepitus with motion, and MRI of the left shoulder on February 3rd, 2021, revealed full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon, 21 millimeter wide by 17 millimeter AP. Next number, chronic near full thickness tearing of the subscapularis tendon superior fibers. Next number, no labral tear noted. Next number, moderate to severe acromioclavicular joint arthrosis. Next number, moderate glenohumeral joint effusion. Next number, moderate debris and synovitis, period. She then underwent surgery on July 27, 2021, period. She had been doing well following surgery of the left shoulder until she fell on March 8, 2022, injuring the left shoulder. She has had increased pain and weakness since that time. Subsequent MRI on 4/27/22 revealed one full thickness fulvic tear of the supraspinatus, next number full thickness partial width tear of the infraspinatus, next number, high grade interstitial partial thickness tearing subscapularis, next number, high riding humeral head with cuff muscular atrophy. The humeral head is in direct contact with downsloping acromion. There is chronic non-united fracture of the distal clavicle, soft tissue, and bone inflammation in the coracoacromial arch, period. There is advanced cartilage loss, period, post-biceps tenotomy. The patient had continued with pain and weakness involving the left shoulder. She was noted to have massive rotator cuff tear as noted. She had severe pain. She is now scheduled for left shoulder surgery. Patient reports her current pain as typically 7-8/10. It is improved with rest, comma, heating pad, and medication. The pain is associated with weakness. It is worsened with physical therapy, period. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. She has no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. Past medical history. Allergic rhinitis, next number arthritis. The past surgical history, she states that she has 6 screws in her spine. Next number, right shoulder surgery as noted. Next number, left shoulder surgery. Next number, artificial knees bilaterally. The medications, Tylenol number 3, 1Q, 4 hours PRN, Etodolac BID, diazepam 0.25 milligrams PRN, albuterol 1 puff PRN, vitamin E, 1,000 milligrams one daily, vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams one daily, zinc, 50 micrograms one daily, multivite one daily, the allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had rheumatic fever and required valve replacement in the 1950s. Social history, she is a prior smoker who smoked half pack per day. She denies alcohol or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, she has fatigue, skin unremarkable eyes. She wears glasses, ears, no deafness or tinnitus, oral cavity, unremarkable neck. She has stiffness, pain, and decreased motion. Genitourinary, she has incontinence. Psychiatric, she has depression. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 114/68, pulse 76, respiratory rate 16, height 63 inches, weight 120 pounds. In general, she is a pleasant female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, left shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion on all passive motion exercise, period. Abduction is restricted to approximately 80 degrees, period. There is severe tenderness and crepitus noted, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 71 beats per minute and is otherwise normal, period. The impression, this is a 72-year-old female who suffered first an injury to the right shoulder for which she underwent surgery. She had then developed a compensative injury to the left shoulder, period. She underwent surgery for same, period. However, following a fall, has had worsening symptoms involving her left shoulder, period. MRI reveals significant pathology, period. The patient continues with severe symptoms and has failed physical therapy and outpatient therapy, period. She is now scheduled for left reverse total shoulder arthroplasty. Left shoulder biceps tenodesis. The patient appears medically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.